This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. So, you know what, Mark? I've got a follow-up.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a follow-up. This one is a story that we haven't touched on in a while. You may recall, I don't know, might have been a year ago, maybe 8-9 months ago. It's been a little while.
Well, remind me.
We talked about the story of Reverend Magdalene. She is a young lady who's involved in the Church of the Subgenius. Do you remember this?
Yes.
The Church of the Subgenius is sort of like a parody church, almost. It's not a real, I don't think it's a real church. I'm not a member. I don't know much about it. But she was involved in, I guess it was a church function of some sort. They had a church party. There were pictures being taken. And some of the photos involved Reverend Magdalene in apparently what was a papier-mâché goat's head. There was some sort of weird ceremony going on. And she was somewhat, well, partially nude. She wasn't, I don't think she was showing any body parts, but she had some skin showing. How about that?
Okay.
And photos were taken. And apparently the photos got out somehow to her ex-husband.
Okay.
And her ex-husband were involved with child custody disputes. She had been given custody of her child a few years beforehand. And I guess he got to see the kid from time to time. So he wasn't totally locked out of the picture. And apparently what had happened was, her son had been sent off for some sort of vacation to see dad, and he never came home. In fact, I don't think she still doesn't have custody of her son. This is her son that she had custody of, and he never came home. Well, turns out that she went to find out what happened. Oh, well, we're holding your son. You need to come down here to these court proceedings. The judge in the case just reamed her out for being involved in an alternative religion.
She's a harlot.
He went to town. He insulted this woman in court in front of others because of her choice of religious preference. And it was his suggestion that it was dangerous for this woman to have a son, be possibly exposed to the Church of the Subgenius and the things that they do. When, in fact, the son wasn't around for the... he was not in the photographs. He was not at the party. This is very obviously an adult party that was going on where the photos were taken. The son wasn't there. He was staying with a babysitter or something like that. But it was the judge's opinion that the fact that this woman was involved in an alternative religion, that she shouldn't have custody of her son anymore. So he took the kid and handed him over to his dad, who is a loser, drug addict, that kind of guy. Just a total douche.
That seems crazy that he would take it away from take the son away from a woman who, you know, was supposedly involved in a dangerous religion. And did
it's
he,
not dangerous.
Did he outline,
it's just an alternative religion.
That's what he said. Did he outline how he felt it was dangerous?
Because it wasn't Christianity.
I see.
Yeah. That's why it was. That's why it happened. Anyway, Reverend Mark, who apparently may also be involved in the Church of the Subgenius, sent us an update. He says, here's a link to the ongoing drama of Reverend Magdalene's child custody case. You all mentioned it, but there have been developments since then. In short, Judge Punch, which is the judge who said Magdalene was an unfit mother because of her non-religious beliefs. Because apparently, to be a good mom in America, you have to be a religious person. According to this judge. No, that's not true at all. What do you mean you guess?
Seems crazy. I mean, like, it's nutty.
There are plenty of atheist and agnostic parents out there. Should all people who are... I mean, if this judge had his way, he would take children from every atheist or agnostic parent in America.
Well, I'd say it's ever so slightly nutty to be cavorting about in a room with a papier-mâché goat's head, bare-chested. I mean...
She wasn't bare-chested. I just said she was showing some skin.
I see.
That's all.
But, you know,
what's wrong with having an adult party? I mean, adults can have can do whatever they want.
I'm just saying ever so slightly. I'm not saying that it's completely out of the realm of somebody who has a kid or anything like that. I mean, it ain't Ward Cleaver.
It's what
stuff.
She does with her free time, and you know, there's certainly nuttier things out there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like drinking and alcohol.
Okay,
like
whatever.
Like the husband.
Yeah, or drug use. I'm not sure what his problem is, but he's got problems. Anyway, he said she was an unfit mother because of her non-religious beliefs, but he has recused himself from the case, which is mostly because of the large response from the internet community. So shows, Free Talk Live and blogs and other internet sites got the word out about this lady, and as a result, some contributions poured in for her. Support showed up. People were, I guess, emailing the courthouse, emailing the... there was an outpouring of support here, and the judge recused himself. The new judge, while not overturning the original deception as of yet, or decision, has at least treated the Reverend Magdalene with the same respect as all of the others in the courtroom, because the other guy was yelling at her in the courtroom. She still has a battle ahead of her, none the least of which is going to be paying for all of these legal bills. Latest estimates are that it could end up costing her $20,000 to regain custody of her son.
All over this.
Yeah. And it's, as he puts it here, all of this was because an ex-husband wanted to cause her pain. So he found a way to use the force of government to accomplish that.
Mm.
And there's your update on the story. So the judge recused himself, but she doesn't have the kid back. And she's going to be in some serious financial debt situation over all of this.
I'd say it's good news for her, but certainly not.
Well, it's
being tempered with bad news.
Well, okay. When the government gets involved in your life, it's damage control time. Because when the government comes and says, knock, knock, we have a notice for you. You have to show up at this hearing.
It's suddenly time to start plugging holes in the dam.
Well, at the very least, in the best case situation, you're going to lose your time.
Yeah.
They're going to just suck your time away from your life. They don't care if you have a job to go to. They don't care if you have prior responsibilities in life. They are the government, and they are going to force you to give your time to them. In fact, the worst case scenario is, of course, you'll die. I mean, that's the gamut. You either go from wasting your time to death.
I'm going
to
try to avoid that.
Somewhere in between. So to say that this is good news, it's good news in the fact that she's in this process, this hellish process of dealing with the government, and she's going to lose either her time or money or life, you know, some combination of those things. And so maybe she won't lose quite as much, but to say that she has a $20,000 legal bill, not such good news.
No.
Not good. And who can afford that, really?
Well, who can afford to throw away $20,000 at no working person?
Exactly.
I mean,
you have to be seriously independently wealthy in order to just say, oh, $20,000. Oh, biggie.
Remember, that's $40,000 in earned income because you
got to
remember
point.
You pay about half of your salary in taxes. So
you have to earn twice as much in order to be able to actually pay that $20,000.
Yeah. Now, that's not just income tax. It's all kinds of taxes, but still.
And she's saying here that it may actually cost, I went to her website, she's saying it may cost as much as $50,000.
Wow.
When all is said and done.
Man.
And I believe it. I mean, I've seen lawyer
fees.
How's
the husband afford to, you know...
Who knows? Maybe he just brought... Maybe he's... I don't know. Maybe he's got a lawyer that'll work pro bono and maybe take a cut of... I don't know how that would work.
No.
Maybe the... I don't know. What do you think? If you're the husband in the case, you could bring the case by yourself, maybe, and not really go through the lawyer situation. Isn't it more important for the defender in this case to actually have a lawyer, do you think?
In all likelihood, she's spending more to defend against this accusation than he is to
right.
bring it.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm a legal expert or anything like that. If you've got some comments, 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. Here's a couple of negative stories from New York. This is a quickie from CE. Emails in saying, recently I called 311, which is apparently a number in New York City for information, just in New York City.
Hmm.
I asked them about the legality of purchasing an air pistol, since purchasing a real handgun is just about impossible. I was informed that air pistols are considered the same as handguns under New York City law.
What?
Yeah, this is shocking to you? This is New York City. They mandate that you put orange caps on, all toy guns in New York City. And New York City is insane about gun bans. They banned toy guns from being sold, actually, in New York City.
Why would he want an air pistol, by the way? I mean, an air pistol...
He wanted to target practice.
Even with a pellet in it, the most it's going to do is... sting.
Is it possible
that
you...
a small hole.
Well, now, wait a minute. I got an air pistol when I was 16. Maybe it's possible he's got a son and he wants to share that with
Certainly
him.
A possibility. If you want it as a home protection device, though,
no.
Get one of those little pistol crossbow things.
That's not what he was talking about. He just wanted to buy an air pistol.
I see.
We'll explain the rest of his story, because he had a little conversation with this information bureaucrat. Again,
oh my God.
He's on 311. He boop, 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 dialed up 311. Had a few questions for the bureaucrat. We'll find out what they were and what their responses were on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is our number, and it is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition of the show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
That's again 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we have updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent out an update before the program tonight, as a matter of fact. So if you were on the updates list, you know what that's all about. Updates.
I am, and I know.
Uh-huh. Updates.freetalklive.com will get you signed up for free. And now, by the way, the signing up process is even easier than it ever was in the past. Very quick, very simple. Updates.freetalklive.com. So, New York City. According to CE, who emailed in, he says, I recently called 311, which is an information number. If you need info in NYC, you're supposed to call that number. And he asked a simple question, is purchasing an air pistol possible in New York City? I was informed that air pistols are considered the same as handguns under the law. If I wanted to have one in my own home, then I'd have to purchase a handgun license, which is $440 plus $100 per year.
Wow.
That means that if my home was searched by police and they found an air pistol, then I'd be given a minimum 3 to 4 year sentence for each gun found. I guess that's if he didn't have that license. All for my first offense. Then I asked, what about the state constitution that clearly states, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms cannot be infringed. Apparently that's in the New York State Constitution as well.
No, I bet that's the United States Constitution, and I think that he probably just...
What is, you don't think there's a chance that they duplicated that in the New York State Constitution? He specifies it being the state constitution. He says the city official was caught off guard and said, I don't think we follow that rule. I laughed and thanked her for the information. I just find the whole thing absurd that a 45 caliber Dirty Harry gun is considered the same as a 1.177 BB gun that is powered by a CO2 cartridge. The whole admitting the state constitution is bunk, however, is no real surprise from CE. So there you go. You can't even buy a BB gun in New York City unless you have a license. To carry. A license to possess. Not even to carry the BB gun. You can't even have it in your apartment unless you have the license. Absolute insanity. Let's talk to Serge in New York. Or Sergey? Is it Sergey?
It's Serge.
Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello there.
What's on your mind?
I'm on my cell. It's a bit...
No. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
I was going to talk about the ridiculousness of the laws we have here.
Are you in upstate or are you actually in New York City?
I'm about 20 minutes of Manhattan, north of Manhattan.
Got it.
Where's that?
Hardsley.
Hardsley, got it.
So how ridiculous is it, Serge?
It's, you know, I have a lot of friends in school who have paintball guns. And they, you know, are basically the same as air pistols, except it's paint. That, you know, it can injure like that too. But I think it's just totally insane how, you know, they're trying to regulate toys here in my state, you know?
So, are paintball guns still legal in New York, or...
Yeah, but I have a feeling they ain't going to be legal for long.
I bet they're not legal in New York City.
Probably not, but, right. You know, I'm just narrowly north of the New York City border by about 20 minutes.
Got it. So you're concerned that eventually there's going to be a law passed and they're going to heavily regulate paintball guns, and you're not even going to be able to participate in that activity, which, by the way, is quite a fun little sport.
It is. I go paintballing up with my friend who lives up in a wooded area up in a town called Croton, and we just, you know, shoot at random trees. It's fun. But, you know, the police get and the whole legislator up here gets really insane about these things, so they're probably going to, you know, take our right to have a paintball gun away, too.
They probably will, but how old are you, Serge, if I might ask?
15.
15?
Yep.
Okay, so you've got a little ways to go, but maybe eventually you'll be able to get out of New York. Do you think you're going to stay there for a while, or... Is there a future elsewhere
for
you?
No. I'd like to go to Philadelphia, which is a bit more lax, but ideally New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yes. The place where you can actually open carry firearms. I bet you can't do that anywhere in New York State.
Well, unless you're a cop, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Story.
If you're a member of the government, you can carry guns, but nobody else can.
Yep.
Sick stuff, man. Well, thanks for the update.
Our constitutional rights.
Anything else on your mind?
Not really. Just, you know, first time calling, and you mentioned my state, so I figured I wanted to call in.
Well, glad you're out there, Serge, and appreciate you chiming in, and thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
I've looked through two copies of the New York State, or the New York State Constitution, and I'm searched for
no
arms.
No such thing, huh?
Arms in both of them. I don't find it. That doesn't mean that... So I'm not doing something incorrect. I'm certainly
okay.
No internet whiz, but...
It could have been an honest mistake. And really, it's still the United States Constitution where the Second Amendment is in existence, and that, last time I checked, is supposed to apply to all of the 50 states, and the state constitutions aren't supposed to be able to override the U.S. Constitution.
I hope not, at least.
1-800-259-9231. I'm just kind of burning through a few emails here. And then I know you've got something on the way, Mark, about apparently gay benefits and a college and funding and a lawsuit. We'll get into that. But first, this one from Ryan. He says, Ian and Mark, I am from an allergy-suffering household, and I enjoy Free Talk Live, though I wouldn't classify myself as an Ian-style libertarian. The FDA, just so you know, has kindly limited the amount of medication on which that I rely to treat my serious allergy symptoms, as well as my family's, which is apparently Claritin D. Perhaps they considered it realistic to limit the amount of medicine that I can buy to 10 days' worth. But when it's for three people, that becomes only 2 to 3 days' worth of medicine. I'll find myself constantly going to drugstores during allergy season. Also, as a frequent purchaser, I'll be entered into a database and possibly be put under suspicion as someone manufacturing methamphetamine. This could lead me to being harassed by the police. Surely you can see how this is a bad thing, and if your listeners would be willing to join me in a letter-writing campaign against this, I would be most grateful. This is a federal law, so make sure to write your federal representative and not the state's. Unfortunately, Ryan, I just don't know if you're going to have an effect. Have you ever written a letter to your representatives about the war on drugs before? Because that's what you're talking about here. You can write a letter to the representative and say, oh, man, I'm an allergy sufferer, and it's really hard for me to get my medicine. I have to go to the store every 2 or 3 days, which stinks, by the way. That's horrible. Yeah. And they're going to write you back, and they're going to say, well, look, this is the price we all have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They have pre-written form letters that they send out to people. Look, sorry, Ryan, this is the price we have to pay to have a drug-free America. You don't want people doing drugs in America, do you?
We're fighting for freedom, for your freedoms.
We're fighting to throw as many people in jail as we possibly can. And, as he pointed out, he's going in the list. He's in the database. Every time he goes and purchases his allergy medicine, he's got to show his driver's license, fill out a form, fill out a little entry, and sign it. And then maybe eventually the DEA is going to come knocking on his door and say, excuse me, we saw that you bought this allergy medicine 4 times this week. Can we take a look in your bathroom? What's going on here, buddy? Let's see your kitchen cabinet. Let's see your medicine cabinet. What do you got in there? Show it off. Because we're a free country, and no, we're not. You can't even buy medicine in this country, over-the-counter medicine. You can't buy it without bowing down to the diktats of the federal government, which is what this guy's talking about. In fact, this is the issue that converted... we had a guy email us last year saying that this is the issue that converted him to a libertarian. When he finally went to purchase some Sudafed, discovered that this law had been passed, and all of a sudden now he couldn't get the product that he wanted to buy.
You have to do it during banker's hours to get this stuff.
Right. If you need something at 3 in the morning, you are SOL if that pharmacy is closed. 1-800-259-9231. But if you think that the law banning people from buying certain amounts of Sudafed and Claritin is a good idea, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue, and for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals, our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle's from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Over the airwaves, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, on our site. We've got lots of stuff, and it's all for free. The wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You might have heard of Wikipedia, perhaps, if you're an internet person. Well, Free Talk Live has its own wiki where you can go and create. You can go and edit. You can change things that you see. If you think something is wrong, well, change it. You can. That's the prerogative. You have that ability on the wiki. In fact, so can everyone else. See, that's the catch. So if you change something and someone else wants to change it back, they can do that too. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, let's move along here. Let's talk about this, gay issue that you've got with a college and a lawsuit. What's happening?
AP out of Lansing, Michigan, a conservative group on Wednesday sued to stop Michigan State University from offering health insurance to the partners of gay and lesbian workers and said the school is violating the state's constitution. The American Family Association of Michigan hopes to get a ruling setting a precedent that would block domestic partner benefits at other state universities also. Schools in the state that provide benefits to same-sex couples would include the University of Michigan, Wayne State, Central Michigan. Deborah LaBelle, an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union in Michigan, said the suit is pointless because of a state appeals court has already set to rule on the issue. She characterized attempts to strip benefits from same-sex partners as mean-spirited. The lawsuit proposes to ensure that courts rule on the constitutionality of domestic partner benefits.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think that this brings up a very interesting aspect of the gay marriage thing.
Okay, what is that?
Well, each one of us is a taxpayer, and so therefore we fund the gay partners of the particular state's universities that we live in. So,
and we fund the heterosexual partners as well.
As well.
Okay.
And the in Michigan, that those partners, you know, those people have to fund those partnerships, whether or not they believe in them.
Okay.
So
that's a problem.
It is a problem. Now, I believe in gay marriage. I think gay people should be able to get married if they want to. But I don't believe in government marriage.
Right.
And the recognition of, you know, the government. And I don't believe in government education. So
right.
In this particular aspect, because the government's involved in education, and they're funding the partners of these gay marriage, these gay marriages or gay partnerships or whatever they are, domestic partners,
mm-hmm.
Well, there's a conundrum. I think that businesses should be able to offer benefits to whomever. They can offer benefit, you know, pet insurance to me if they darn well please. But because it's the state that's employing these people, now we all should have to be in agreement. Because I don't think it's right that if you're, you know, you're some kind of conservative Christian, you know, Baptist or whatever,
right.
that your money should have to go to fund these gay marriages.
Well, you boil it down,
gay partnerships.
You boil it down to the real issue, and the problem with most discussions that are going, you know, on every other radio show, the discussions that are going to come out on this are going to be, well, that's just right. This is the right thing to do. No, we shouldn't be funding this. This is wrong. Blah blah blah. I mean, it's just nobody really understands what we're talking about, and that is that the issue is government involvement in X.
Right.
Whether it be marriage or schooling, that's the problem. Now, there's what, one college in America? Is it Hillsdale College?
Hillsdale College in Michigan.
Hillsdale College is the only college that we know of, at least, that refuses to accept federal money. And I'm presuming they don't accept any state money either.
But I'm assuming that also.
They refuse to accept government money for their school. Now, that also means that they don't take government scholarships either. They have no
right,
ties whatsoever. And I actually saw something about Hillsdale College the other day. I guess one of their founders died, or the original guy that was behind it, he died. I'm not sure how recently, but they were talking about his philosophy and how it is that he decided that, no, he didn't want to be a part of this. No, he didn't want their 30 pieces of silver. He didn't want the bribe from the government. And as a result, he is, you know, he and his college now is able to have a wide variety of things that they can do that they wouldn't have been able to do before if they were on the federal dole. And, in fact, they can even provide their own funding. They can even do their own, you know, not federal aid, but their own loans and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no federal laws that can override them because they're not taking the money. The thing is, all federal money, whether it be your local state bureaucracies or a college or whatever, whenever you take that federal money, there's rules after rules after rules attached to it. Well, if you want our money, you have to do this and this and this and this. You know, when it comes to even local private schools taking state money, they'll attach stupid rules like, well, you have to offer this brand of milk in your cafeteria if you want to take our money. Just asinine micromanagement.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this college, Michigan College or whatever it is,
Michigan State,
if this college had not taken the federal bribe, then they would be able to offer benefits to their gay employees, and nobody would be able to say anything about it except for the people that were paying for the schools, for their education at the school, except their customers. So if their customers, if this college said, well, we're going to give benefits to the gay employees, and there was enough anti-gay people at the school that were really angry about it, which is hard to imagine mm-hmm. at a college, but if that happened, then they could say, well, if you do that, we're pulling out, we're going down the street to that other school. Then they might change their mind about it. That would be a market-based solution to the perceived problem. But in the case of them, because they're accepting the money, they're going to be subject to this court decision.
So now, it's true that they will be. Now, that's a state college. It's not even, they don't even really have the option of not being state-funded. But what do you think? Currently, I mean, obviously, we don't live in a libertarian world. We believe that the government shouldn't be involved in education. I believe that. You believe that. What do you think should be done in this particular instance? It's so difficult for us. I just have no opinion.
I guess, if you're going to ask me that question, and I can't, and you're telling me I can't say, well, abolish state funding, abolish the college, and turn it over to private hands, I mean, because that would be the best answer.
Right, barring that.
Barring that, I think that
it's not very likely to happen anytime soon.
I think barring that, if you're going to be offering benefits to others that aren't connected necessarily directly with the college, if it, you're offering benefits to heterosexual partners, it just seems right to offer it to the homosexual partners as well.
It bothers me so much that...
Or cut it all off.
That, yeah, that might really be the answer, Ian.
That's why I said, if you're going to offer the benefits...
Yeah, I think that, because, you know, that would really just stick it right in the craw of the American Family Association. And, I mean, imagine for a minute, everybody, all right, nobody gets benefits.
Snip. See you later.
There you go. Congratulations.
How do you like them apples?
You've really helped the family now, haven't you, American Family Association?
Oh, man.
Look at all these families dangling out in the wind because of your, you know... Just nonsense,
yeah.
Filing lawsuits
because
and stuff.
You hate gay people. That's what it is.
That's
because you think there's something wrong with gay people. You are just sick and twisted, and you make it your business in your life to get involved in other people's personal affairs.
I think that's the right thing to do. I think the right thing to do is then to cut off benefits to
right. Everyone.
Hey,
no, not only just cut off benefits, but cut off benefits and increase their pay.
I agree that they absolutely should get compensated for the amount
right.
that they would have normally, you know, it would go into a pool and then be split in equally amongst the...
Everyone should get the pay increase because they're all paying for it.
Right.
The money's in the overhead right now, and so everybody, including the gay employees, would get a pay increase. So wouldn't that really stick it to them? Not only are we going to cut off all of the benefits, but we're also going to even give the raise not only to the heterosexual employees, but we're going to give a raise to everybody.
We did pretty good on the fly on that one, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to give everybody a raise. We're going to cut the benefits. So now you guys can go and choose in the marketplace where you want to buy your health insurance and the dental care and all that other stuff because you get a little bit of extra take-home pay.
Congratulations, high-five,
sweet
buddy.
Sweet deal. 800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. Well, we've talked in recent days on the show that the New York Times has been under fire, right? The conservatives are on the attack. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and everybody's talking trash about how they should be brought up on treason charges for reporting on the truth about the NSA and the wiretaps and the banking scandal. They're being under fire, but are they really attacking the Bush administration? Are they really treasonous? We'll explore a little bit. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want, even in the remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that everything is free, whether it be the years' worth of archives that we give to you, the bulletin board system, the live streaming, and more. It's all on the house. What do we ask in return? Well, that you enjoy the show and share us with your friends and spread the show around. It's free. We don't ask that you pay for anything that's on the site, but we do ask for voluntary contributions through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for $3 a month, the price of a cup of coffee, I mean, you can't even buy a hamburger and fries for that amount these days. For $3 a month, you can help us spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. I'm serious. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll find out. Because if it's you giving three and a whole bunch of other people giving three, then you'll find that we've currently got over 240 people contributing as little as $3 a month to the program, which has totaled up to over $1,450 coming in per month for us. Great. Now, that's not a ton of money, but it's enough to get us advertising and industry publications, mm-hmm. the Talkers Magazine, the publication for the talk radio industry.
Right.
We've got half-page ads in there. We have ads as big as shows with hundreds of affiliates. I mean, hundreds of stations. We've got 15. But we look as big as them because of you.
And that's important.
And it really is. Amp.freetalklive.com. So it's going to get the message out to more talk stations. It's also going to get it out on the Internet because we're doing Internet advertising as well. You can get all the details and all the perks that you'll get as well at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so the New York Times, under attack. We've heard some of the complaints, and tompaine.com, which is sort of a liberal website,
mm-hmm.
but they've got an interesting viewpoint on this. This from David Korn. He says, when I looked at the picture of a wounded boy in Baghdad on page 4 of last Sunday's New York Times, I thought of the recent barrage of criticism directed at the paper by conservatives enraged by its June 23rd story, disclosing a covert U.S. program to track suspected terrorists through an international clearinghouse for financial transactions. What's the connection? Some of the paper's detractors have claimed, or rather shouted, that the Times is against winning the conflict against the Islamic jihadists and purposely seeks to undermine the Bush administration's efforts to defeat terrorists and safeguard the homeland. Right-wing radio host Glenn Beck claimed the Times was, quote, fighting for the same thing that Al-Qaeda wants. Ann Coulter declared, quote, the safest place for Osama bin Laden isn't Afghanistan or Pakistan, it's the New York Times building. Rush Limbaugh proclaimed the Times was, quote, trying to help the jihadists. Newt Gingrich said of the paper, quote, they hate George Bush so much that they would be prepared to cripple America in order to go after the president. Such over-the-top rhetoric is hardly a surprise in this partisan era, especially when the right is saddled with an unpopular president and desperately needs to change the subject from George W. Bush's war in Iraq. And then he goes on to point out that this...
I think both parties would be willing to cripple America, as it were, in order to go after the other party, it seems to me.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's not what the New York Times is doing, as this guy is pointing out. Essentially, what you've got here is they've printed this black and white photo of this Iraqi boy. It was gruesome. He was lying in a hospital bed, badly wounded from a suicide bombing. His arms and hands and head were bandaged. It looks like he has burns and scars over most of his body. The Times and other papers occasionally publish these graphic photos of the wounded and dead Iraqis, but he points out that they don't bother publishing the most gruesome photos. This isn't as bad as it has been. This isn't the most gruesome of photos that you could get from Iraq. I mean, if they wanted to, they could plaster photos of headless bodies, photos of charred bodies, photos of truly gruesome, disgusting stuff. They could put that on the front of their paper. Well, maybe it's because they're a family paper. Maybe the editors feel they can't go too far when it comes to gore-ridden photos. But what if every day it had a box on the front page listing all of the attacks and bombings within Iraq from the previous day? Reuters keeps and posts such a list. Anyone who reads the sort of roster on a daily basis would have a tough time accepting Bush and Cheney's never-ending claims that progress is being made. Or what if the Times, as it did with the victims of 9/11, printed profiles of every U.S. soldier killed in Iraq, placing one a day on their front page? I mean, they could easily do these things.
Sure.
They've got the real estate. If they really wanted to go after the president, these are just some of the things that they could do. There's plenty more they could do to discredit Bush. It often treads lightly when the president or VP says something untrue. 2 weeks ago, Dick Cheney claimed that in an interview that there were 250,000 Iraqi soldiers, quote, now in uniform, equipped, trained, in the fight. That was a lie. In February, the Pentagon noted that the number of Iraqi battalions ready to fight on their own was zero. After Cheney made those remarks about the Iraqi military, did the Times rush out a front-page article reporting that the vice president was lying to the public about the centerpiece of their Iraq policy? No. They missed yet another chance to deal a blow to the administration's war on terrorism. And then he looks at their past actions. Yeah, it did publish an article revealing that the NSA was intercepting phone calls to Americans, and all kinds of people got upset about that.
Yeah.
But... let's see, Americans, destination without obtaining warrants, if those Americans were suspected of being terrorists or were talking to people suspected of being terrorists. But the paper sat on the piece for about a year. Had the Times run the story when it had first learned of this illegal wiretapping program, it would have appeared before the 2004 presidential election. The ensuing hullabaloo could have influenced the election results. Yet the diabolical Times didn't seize on this opportunity to weaken the commander-in-chief at a crucial moment. What were they thinking?
Doesn't sound like they, with these points here, it doesn't sound like that's actually their goal, to tear down the president. Maybe they're just reporting news.
Well, there's also the matter of the Times' coverage of the Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction to consider. How does that fit into the theory from the right-wingers that the Times is a hotbed of anti-Bushites? In the year and a half prior to the invasion of Iraq, the paper consistently published stories that hyped the weapons of mass destruction threat. And it wasn't just the New York Times. It was CNN. It was the other cable news networks. It was all of the newspapers. And most all of the news sources in the United States were rattling the sabers.
Mm-hmm.
They were going right along with whatever the Pentagon was telling them to say.
Yeah.
So... it's inconsistent.
I'm sorry to say I was, too.
It's inconsistent at best. Let's see. Its reporters churned out breathless exposés based on administration leaks and handouts from the Iraqi exile groups angling to start a war. Though the paper's editorial page was indeed a loud voice against the invasion of Iraq, the front page often carried stories, which all turned out to be wrong, that created a favorable context for Bush's march to war. Is it the critics' position that the Times helped grease the path to war in Iraq, but has plotted to emasculate the war against bin Laden? Perhaps it's too much to expect logic or consistency from the Times bashers. They're looking for a target, and there aren't many flag burners running around these days. The Times has hardly declared war on the Bush administration. Only someone who didn't actually read the newspapers could believe that it has. I think that's well put. I mean, they could have done so much more to damage the administration. They could be doing much more to damage the administration, but
well,
maybe...
But the administration seems to be doing plenty to damage itself.
True, I mean, but they could be pointing out more of it.
Did you see that Bush is going to be doing an interview with Laura and himself on Larry King Live?
I didn't.
Well, I mean, there he goes, the most liberal news guy around. He
right.
just trots on there to go do an interview with him and reward him for being a good liberal.
Well, this is upcoming or it has
upcoming.
Already happened?
Right. And then, you know, why doesn't he do an interview with Rush and reward him for all his hard work?
Hmm.
You'd think that... Now, my guess on this is the base... It is. Are the Democrats ever going to vote for Bush or the Republicans because Bush came on Larry King?
I can't imagine.
No. But there's certainly plenty of Republicans that are going to sit at home and not vote for Republicans because they're upset with the way the Republicans are acting.
Okay.
So if you want to reward these people and make them happy, you should
go on the Republican
shows. On the Republican shows. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. It's just a thought that I had.
Well, here's another opinion from the same site, which is interesting. What if the FBI raided the Times? We've heard the saber-rattling for the charges to be filed. For these are treason! We need to bring them up on treason charges! But what would happen if one day a cadre of federal marshals or FBI agents entered the offices of the New York Times, looking to rummage through the paper's files and maybe copying computer hard drives? To find the source of the leaks for the banking story, or maybe make sure the Times isn't about to publish another story allegedly damaging so-called national security.
Gotta keep an eye on them.
But can you imagine the ripples that would, the shudder that would go through the rest of the media? If the New York Times, or the LA Times, or the Washington Post, or some other media agency was raided by the police... Files stolen, computer hard drives copied. Can you imagine how scared editors and writers would be? Especially if they brought people up on charges? How quickly would the dissent be silenced? Would that make the dissent louder? Would that embolden...
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. Would that embolden people, or would they be scared, S-less, of going to jail and not being able to come home to their families at night?
Well, there was that, wasn't a New York Times reporter that went to jail over trying to keep her mouth shut?
Yeah, and what would happen anyway? I mean, even if they did it, what would the worst consequences be for the government? Not much. You can answer that question tomorrow night if you like. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?